You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. It's 13 minutes past one, and it's 17 degrees. It's starting to pop up, and aiming for a top of 19, I think we'll make it. Anyway, the show is Community Connections. We've been the first hour, we had our legal people in, and now we're swapping over, and we've got the Hillsville U3A, both Del and John. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And what are we going to talk about from the Hillsville U3A today?
Well, I suppose we want to start off by just emphasising we're talking about the fact that the U3A has become a very central part of social organisations, social gatherings for people who are in the retirement or the third stage of their lives. And the range of courses that has evolved over the last few years since it's been going is really quite extraordinary. And I guess I just want to start off by focusing on the fact that we've got our registration day for next year coming up on Thursday, the 28th of November. And that will commence at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And anyone who's interested in joining the University of the Third Age should come along and just, see what courses are available.
And where are they going to come to, John?
They're going to come to the courthouse in Hillsville, which is 42 Harker Street in Hillsville.
That little old place on the corner?
The little old place on the corner, which has been coming increasingly beautiful every day. There's a lot of activity going on around there, and it's, I wouldn't quite say it's the social hub of Hillsville yet, but it's getting there. And anyone who wants to sort of find out more can look at the website, which is hillsville.u3a@bigpond.com, and there's also the website www.hillsvilleu3a.org.au. In order to promote, we've got we've actually put this display up in the Hillsville Library, and Beck has done quite a lot of work in setting that up.
What's in the display, John?
I can tell you what's in the display because I helped to set it up.
Sounds good.
With two of us, Beck and I organised to put the display in the glass case in the library, and we tried to represent not just the courses as such, but the genre of the courses by putting in such things as bike helmets and walking boots.
Oh, yep.
And we've also, we've been very innovative in terms of trying to grab people's interest so that they know what we're about and how varied we are. So we spent quite a bit of time doing that. I think it took us about 2 or 3 hours to set it up. And we're very appreciative that the library staff were making themselves available to us to give us a bit of a hand.
So if people want to know a bit more about the U3A, they go along to the Hillsville Library?
Yes, go to the Hillsville Library and look in the glass case. We have all the information that you would need in terms of contact, such as their website and the email address and a phone number if you want to contact us. And the phone number is 0490 917 975, and you will probably need to leave a message, and whoever answers that message will get back to you. So make sure you include your own phone number so that we know who we're talking to.
And we also should mention that it's probably not manned during the 2 weeks of the school holidays, is it?
No.
So there's this week, next week, and then you'll take a break for 2 weeks.
But the display is up until the end of the month, so to the end of September. So people have got plenty of opportunities to go and have a look at what's there, get a sense of what it's about.
Yep.
One of the things we've tried to really focus on is that I sometimes think people get a bit sort of put off by the concept of university. It's called the University of the Third
Age.
I totally agree.
I think it's wrongly named, to be honest.
Well, if you think about its origins, and the University of the Third Age has been around now for about 50 years.
Yep.
Began in France in 1973, and actually was an outcome of the Faculty of the Social Sciences in Toulouse. And essentially what they were trying, in the early 80s, what they were trying to do is, it started off as an academic model. And for people who had retired, wanted to keep going with some sort of academic pursuit, and so they could tap into the Faculty of Social Sciences in Toulouse and do all of that. It then spread to the United Kingdom, and it sort of became more of a self-help organisation instead of people with tutors from the university running the courses. And then in 1984, it arrived in Melbourne, and there are now over 250 U3As. 85,000.
Where was the first one in Melbourne, John?
Sorry?
Where was the first one in Melbourne?
I'm not sure where it was. I can't answer that. But what has happened, what Australian U3As have done, is really broaden the concept away from academic pursuits.
Yep.
They're still there,
yep.
And there are plenty of them, but there are also a significant number of other pursuits, and essentially it's designed to reflect the interests of the, whatever the branch, whatever the members of the branch
want. Because, I mean, there is also the concept when you're talking about university, people start to think exams at the end of the year and all this sort of stuff, don't they? Well, they do, because I've had a few say that.
Yeah. No, this is much more sort of about social interaction, social engagement, and so on. All of the courses that are run by people with some skill or expertise in that area.
Yep.
And, you know, essentially they're promoting sort of what they call successful aging and social interaction to try and keep a healthy body.
And something that I've talked about on this program for a couple of years, one of the biggest problems is certainly now is bad, but it's going to get worse, is social isolation.
Mm.
And you can't just sit at home and play on the iPad and the computer. You need to go out and interact with people, don't you?
And you'd be amazed at the number of people who take advantage of the University of the Third Age for that precise reason.
I think it's great.
And it gets them into social groups, chatting, it gets them on the dance floor, it gets them into exercise, it gets them into a whole range of things.
And you're going to do it with a group, aren't you? Whereas if you're at home by yourself, it's so easy to put it off.
Oh, yeah. And it's very easy just to sort of, if you're older and you're living alone, just to sit in front of television or the iPad or the laptop or whatever it might be, have a few friends, whatever. What this does is encourage you to get out and meet people who have common interests with you.
Some of them don't even do them with friends. They just sit at home. I have with me the Healesville U3A, both Del and John. Del, I've lost the track of you for a minute.
Well, I'll try to get you back on track then. We meet as a committee once a month at the courthouse, and the old courthouse is now home. The Yarra Rangers Council has given us a lot of support in establishing that as our home, and they've also given us grants that have helped us enormously. Yarra Rangers Council recognises the importance of supporting the health and well-being of seniors, and as I think we said before, the big danger when you retire is becoming socially isolated and mentally unstimulated and physically, well, dull, I suppose.
Well, they all go together, don't they?
They do.
And it's a downhill slide.
And they interrelate.
Yep.
So that provides us a home. It gives us a little hub. And as a result of that, the people who belong to the gardening group, which we don't do gardening, we visit other people's gardens about once a month, they decided it'd be rather nice to set up a garden around the fence line.
Sounds good.
Well, that meant that we had to get permission from the council, of course, because that's their property.
Their property, yeah.
So then it was a matter of saying, okay, this is the plan. We had to make sure we didn't knock into any gas pipes or dig up any telecommunication cables, so all that was done correctly. And then advice was sought as to what plants should be planted. We didn't want to end up having a rod for our own backs or the
council.
It'd
have to be native, wouldn't it? It'd have to be native plants?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was. Yes, native plants. Yes, native plants. And they are yet to be planted, and in fact there's a working bee this coming Sunday. From 10 a.m. for all members.
So anybody can come down and join.
What about you, Alan? Anyone can come down to Spain.
And as much as it was done as a collective group, some people actually went down when they had an hour off or something and took their own shovels and started digging. And it has been a group activity, and some people have just done a little bit more because they got absolutely inspired, I guess.
Terrific.
We had to make sure that the plants that we got were going to survive all kinds of droughts and all the rest of it that goes on with.
Well, we have all sorts of weather here, don't we?
We certainly do. So the committee is able to meet them monthly. and we've got a pretty strong committee going. The courthouse has a kitchen for food preparation with an oven and sink and all of those.
Oh, you can hold a party down there.
Well, we're also looking at courses, aren't we?
Yeah, and in courses, people can just go and get a cup of coffee, or if they're doing a second course on that day, they sometimes bring their lunch. And in fact, the philosophy group is called Lunch with Plato. So people bring their own lunch or whatever, or and then get their coffee, tea at the time.
Sounds like a real social event.
Hi there, this is Lonnie Lee. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 28 minutes to 2 o'clock and we're sitting on 18 degrees still. And I have with me both Del and John from the Healesville U3A. Del, how long have you been a member of U3A?
I've been a member for about 3 years, I think. Sometimes I feel as though there was a time when, there's never been a time. Yeah, it's just part of my life now.
And what took you there?
Well, I had been very heavily in bushwalking, and that was really my main focus, and in a choir with the Yarra Valley Singers. Yep. And that filled a lot of my time, but I needed major surgery on my ankle. Yep. So that took quite a long time to recover, as in 4 months off my feet, etc. And there was no guarantee I could get back to bushwalking.
Oh, right.
And I thought, well, I'm going to go to the gym and work myself so that I can get as much strength as I can.
Yep.
And I do run one of the bushwalking groups with U3A. Yep. And that's usually about a 10K, 12K walk in once a month, and I can do that.
Yep.
But I thought, well, I'm not going to sit around here all day looking at my ankle waiting for it to get well. So I looked up the U3A and thought, oh, Roman history looks a bit interesting.
So it was a program that really got you,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I inquired about it and found Roman history and thought, oh, I reckon I could be interested in that. And then I really got started in it. I thought, oh, I might even try learning a language, but it's great. But it just wasn't my scene at that time.
That's fair enough, too.
So you just think, okay, well, I don't have to continue that. And there's no hurt feelings or anything like that. People can drop out if that's not for them.
Yep.
So, yes, Roman history grabbed me. And then the philosophy group grabbed me as well. Yep. And that was a really interesting experience, too. And again, quite a lot of discussion, new ideas. Some of the ideas you think, oh, I remember doing that about 50 years ago.
And they challenge your own ideas too, don't they?
Yeah, and stimulate you to read things, watch more interesting programs on the TV when they come up. And the thing is, you don't have to have exams. That's the thing. You don't have to take notes. You don't have to pass. You are not going to fail. You can sit there and say nothing, or you can sit there and join in. So really, that's the advantage. You just take out of it what you like.
Which way?
And you can ask all kinds of questions, or someone can bring something that they've learnt during the week.
Yep.
So there's a lot of interaction.
Oh, good.
Which, really, that was good. Then there was a bushwalking club group, a bushwalking group with U3A, and I thought, oh, I'll join that because Wendy was already a friend of mine. So then we thought this year when we got too many to join one bushwalking group, a lot of people are going to miss out. About 16, 17 people would miss out. So I said to Wendy, well, we can do our reconnaissance walks together, and I'm quite happy to take one group that's the same walk, and we can swap over if you've got an appointment or whatever. So that's what we've done. So
terrific.
We work as a bit of a team, and it means that we've got two walking groups, where in the past we'd have had to knock back a few people. So it just grows.
Terrific. John, you're going to tell us about a few of those programs that you've got.
Well, yes. I was going to say that I came into the U3A for sort of different reasons, because we only moved into Healesville 3 years ago. We're now in our fourth year, and my wife and I were looking for a way to get into the community, make friends, get to pursue the interests we had developed over the years. And being a retired school teacher, I was sort of really concerned about sort of making sure that my mind didn't go to sleep. The motto is, because your brain doesn't want to retire, you've got to keep that going. So I actually didn't start off with, I didn't start off with any of the academic types activities. I started off with singing and also the theatre group, which I'll talk about a little bit later.
Yep.
But Yes, I mean, Del's talked about sort of the Roman history and the philosophy and those sorts of courses, which are certainly there, and there are the languages and French and German and so on. But yeah, my wife is right into the French. I mean, she, and it's called French conversation, and she spends as much time in sort of cafes and wine and wineries chatting. The golden rule is you've got to talk in French the whole time, so that suits her down to the ground. And I don't understand a word of it, but that's fine.
It doesn't matter.
But, you know, in terms of the other activities, I mean, the things which interested me was sort of, you know, sort of the singing, dancing. I'm not a great dancer, but I'm prepared to give it a bit of a go. And so I joined the theatre group, which joined the singing class. As well as that, I mean, there are all sorts of physical activity groups. There's gentle weights exercise, there's exercise to music, there's line dancing, there's partner dancing. But you don't have to have a partner, though, because they'll supply one for you. So those sorts of physical activities, which are really designed for people in the seniors.
So you can either have one or the other, can't you? You can either stimulate the mind or stimulate the body. So it's not one or the other.
No. And then you've got things like the banjo club and ukulele club, which we've Doug Fetch was here last year.
I believe they're overseas. Are they competing or?
No, they've gone to a festival, a ukulele festival in Norfolk Island. So I don't know how many of the band went, but quite a lot went. And that was featured in a newspaper article in the Mail recently.
Oh. Are they competing over there or just?
I just thought they were joining in on a festival. I don't know whether it's a competition. Oh. I didn't get that impression. They were all just excited about playing the banjo and the ukulele when they got there.
But that highlights one of the things that comes out of the U3A. But there are two or three. I mean, there's a group called Day at the Theatre. Yep. And so, and then there's the festival that the ukulele people have gone to. One of the things that a lot of these courses aim to do, I think, is get people out and about. So Day at the Theatre takes you into the city. They hire a bus, go into the city, watch a film or a live performance or whatever it might be, and then come back. And, of course, there's the social interaction with people on the way. That you
So you're not just driving in by yourself, are you?
Oh, no. I know. It all starts at Healesville.
Yep.
With the bus and so on, meeting people, getting on the bus, paying you pay before you go, of course. And then, you know, getting out and about is a really important aspect of, you know, being a senior in the community, I think.
And then there was the group that started the Hit the Road Jack, where someone was going for a bit of a holiday in a caravan and thought, oh, we could ask people from the U3A if they'd like to come. So that happened last week. So there were a few caravans.
Now.
Yeah.
They're off now.
Yeah. And so I can't remember how many went, but.
So it's like a little caravanning club, isn't it, really, within the club?
Yeah, and nothing fixed. It was just, well, we're going to Wiperfield. Anyone else want to join in? And I think there were 15 applicants.
About 14 or 15 people went.
True.
They didn't all have to have caravans, so they booked into cabins. They shared four wheel drive, so they could go off road a little bit, but you didn't have to have an off road vehicle to go.
They carpooled.
Yeah.
So that they didn't have to drive 15 cars there.
John, you're going to tell us a bit more about some of the courses that the Healesville U3A run.
Well, yes, and again, it's getting away from this idea that when people see the word university, they might balk at what the U3A actually offers. You know, we've talked about the physical movement activities. We've talked about the cultural singing band. Orchestral things, the ukulele groups and so on. There's also a classical music appreciation group that's starting up, which we can explore a little bit later if you like. But, you know, people with a common interest, there's a beer and cider alliance group, there's a wine and a cheese night. Well, they meet every Friday. The wine and cheese group meet every Friday, and I gather they have a lot of fun.
At the courthouse,
yeah. And, you know, you bring a bottle of wine, you bring some cheese along, and the idea, I think, is that you might share a little bit about what you know about that wine, and then you just share it. I think the discussion about the wine is distinctly shorter than the actual sharing of the wine, but nevertheless.
Well, the police station's next door.
But beyond that,
there
are card games groups, there's Scrabble groups, there's cryptic crossword groups, there's Scrabble groups and things like that. So even if you've got those sorts of game interest and so on, you can find half a dozen eight people who are willing to sort of sit down and play those games with you. Not to mention the laughter group, which we've talked about before, where people gather in Queen's Park with Val, and they either stand around and laugh at each other, or they share jokes, or they just have a lot of fun. But
it's very good for your laughter, isn't
it? Well, it seems to be very successful. Mm. I mean, it's very the people who go to it actually really love it. You know, they get out there and just have lightens the day for them, gets them off to a really good start. And then, of course, you know, I mean, one of the courses I was doing, which I was more on the creative side, is you know, writing your own story. And it was the opportunity to sort of sit down and talk about your past. It ran for one term, and that's another point to make, that a lot of the courses can run for just a term. Sometimes they run once a month and so on. This one ran for a term, and the people who were involved were gathering around telling stories about their own past, their own lives, and one thing and another, and then the opportunity to record and start the beginnings of perhaps a bit of a biography.
Look, I think that's I think that's really terrific, because the trouble is, you think you know what you know, and from your parents and your grandparents and that, but when you pass on, a lot of it's lost, because you might know the big things, you might know when they were married, where they were married and all that, and then years later some little thing will pop up and you think, oh, I wonder if Mum and Dad ever did that, or this happened, and if it's not written down, it's lost.
Well, one of the things that I really took out of that group was, first of all, reflecting on my own past and so on, in a way, my own history, my own childhood growing up, and parents and family and friends and what have you. But more importantly, I think, listening to what other people had to say and finding out about how different our lives can be, and how much we've got in common, too.
Yep.
And what I was finding was that the as people talked, it would stimulate a little picture in my own mind of my own past and give me an opportunity to start thinking about, you know, my own school days when I was in secondary school or primary school or whatever it might be.
That's terrific.
So, you know, I just found it a very productive, was sometimes personally challenging, because some of the people there were telling quite sort of, you know, personal stories about their own past and so on. It was undertaken by everybody that what was said in the room stayed in the room, so it was encouraging people to speak up a little bit about their past and talk about their stories and what have you. But again, just the variety of experiences, the powerfulness of people's lives, I think, became quite a significant thing that came out of that.
We're here with Community Connections today, and we'll have with me the Hillsville U3A. Now, you have this extravaganza every year, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Last year was bigger than the year before. Tell us when it's coming up, and I guess it's going to be at the MIMO Hillsville again?
It will be, yes. And again, it's one of the opportunities for the U3A to be up front in the community, to be publicly visible,
and have a lot of fun.
I mean, they would have had two sold out performances last year, 350 to 400 people for each show. And the show itself brings together sort of people with musical interests, dance interests, performance interests, or people who just like being up front and having a bit of fun.
Just have fun.
And anyway, this year there are two shows. There's the State Fair musical, and the second half is the Shipwreck Island, which follows up the Pirates from last year.
From last year?
Follows them up, and, you know, they finished up last year sort of heading off with their maids from the Pirates of Penzance. The little maids from the Major General. And anyway, they finished up, they got shipwrecked. And they finished up on this island, but they're reformed.
And they're reformed?
Adventure Island, isn't it, that they've finished up on, I think?
Well, it becomes an adventure, it certainly does. Because they meet they meet the local natives, and including an old chief and an old witch doctor, medicine man.
So where can
I'm
they
the
get
old it? Medicine man.
Where can they get the tickets from, please, John?
Tickets are available at the MIMO. They go on sale at the end of October,
They're about in October.
Two and a half weeks away.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 weeks away. The first performance is on Sunday, the 24th of November. And the second performance is on Saturday, the 30th of November, at the MIMO in Hillsville. Tickets are very expensive, $10 each.
Wow.
So it really is good value for money. But what we found last year is that the tickets sold out very quickly. With two full houses, I've got a family of 25 who are all coming, so there's 25 tickets gone straight away.
All right. Early.
So that's terrific, Charles. So 24th and 30th of November.
24th and 30th. $10 a ticket. And you can book through the MIMO.
Yep.
They will take all bookings and sort it all out
from the end of this month.
Yep.
All right, look, we're fast running out of time, and you've got a lot of people excited about the Healesville U3A. I think it's a terrific idea. So if you could give us your website, Facebook, and everything that you've got, please, John.
Okay. The website, which I've got written down here, I've got it, just found it. The website is www.healesville3u3a.org.au.
Can you say it again, please, John?
Sorry. www.healesville3u3a.org.au. I never get that quite right. The email address is healesville.u3a@bigpond.com. So if you go onto the website, you can certainly find out all you need to know. And the phone number is 0490 917975. The courthouse is manned every Wednesday from 1:30 to 3 until the end of this, until registration day.
So I can ring this afternoon. Oh, yeah, they've got another hour to ring.
Got another hour to ring. There should be somebody there. Yep. And then once we get past registration day, the courthouse will be open. We'll be there 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays, 1:30 to 3 o'clock.
Now, what's the cost, John, to join and for the different events?
Well, for $50 a year, you can get involved in or become involved in as many activities as you like. It's not $50 per activity. Okay. And you don't have to be up front at the beginning. You can pay your $50 and join one or two courses, and then during the course of the year, if you see something else which takes your fancy, then certainly you can book in and get into that course as well. The only problem you might have to worry is to think about is waiting lists for some of the courses.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut across you. The other thing is too that a lot of the courses then are free, aren't they? Like you don't, once you paid your $50, you're not paying to go along.
No.
Except if you're going to one of the shows.
Yep.
Such as the day out at the theatre, you have to pay for your theatre ticket. Yep.
Or if you're doing an activity where you've got to buy stuff. But well, as a rule, though, most of the other things are free, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, the garden lovers are hiring a bus to go and look at a garden up in Wurrayalak or somewhere up that way, way. And but then they've got to pay for the cost of the bus. But they're just running costs. The $50 gets you into as many different courses.
So it's not even a cup of coffee a week?
No, it's not.
No. No, so, even my big lattes.
All right. Look, unfortunately, it's about time for us to go. Just give us a phone number again, please, John, because we've got another hour that they could ring.
The phone number is 0490 917975, and the website is www.healesvilleu3a.org.au.
All right, look, it's terrific to have had the two of you in again. We always enjoy the Healesville U3A coming in and telling us about the things that are going on. And as you've said too, and I totally agree, particularly when a person retires, unless you're going to want to sit and become a vegetable and then the outcome's going to be very, very poor, we all need to be involved. And by being involved, Healesville U3A is a great way to go. Thank you, Dale and John, for being with us.
And I just say that we do need course leaders and activity leaders. If anyone's got any ideas, they're welcome to let us know.
Sounds great.